With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details. Because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose, by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today, the Buick Electra L7, the Fangcheng Bao Off-Roaders, and the Zeekr 7X. And if you stay tuned, later in the show, I'll tell you about the Chinese Nissan pickup, which could be coming to a market near you. Welcome to EV News China, the podcast dedicated to the world's largest electric vehicle market. Each day, I bring you the latest headlines, insights, and analysis from the heart of China's booming EV industry and decode how fast-moving developments in the East are shaping the global EV landscape. We'll start with Buick and their new vehicle, the Buick Electra L7. Deliveries have begun. This is an extended range EV. It's a mid to large sedan offered in five variants, and it starts at 174,000 yuan. That's $23,800, and it goes up to $30,000. I'd say it's a large sedan at 5 meters long and a 3 meter wheelbase. Loads of rear leg room in this, by the way. Quite a pointy shark nose on this, and actually quite a swoopy rear roofline as well, to the point of, well, I think for taller rear passengers, perhaps that could be a consideration. Very sleek, though, this vehicle. Large boot opening, so not a hatchback or fastback form factor, but still a pretty large boot opening on this. A very useful family sedan car. The powertrain is SAIC GM's 1.5-litre range-extended engine, not connected to the wheels, 115-kilowatt motor in that, and then an electric motor driving it. So 252-kilowatt electric motor, that's 338 horsepower, 62 miles an hour in 5.9 seconds. Quite a small battery by range-extended cars in China these days, 40.2 kilowatt hours. It's the Ultium technology, still branded as Ultium in China, and a full-stack, self-developed extended range system, CLTC, pure electric range of 300 kilometers, combined range 1,400 kilometers. As per Wikipedia, the L7 is equipped with an ADAS suite provided by Momenta, which utilizes a roof-mounted LiDAR and powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 8775 with 72 trillion operations per second. The car is equipped with a turquoise autonomous driving indicator light on the exterior as well. Looks like a really, really nice addition to the market here. Really executive saloon car for 24 grand. Now, what about the Buick Electra E5? That's a mid-size crossover introduced 2 years ago in China. And it's kind of on the radar for GM outside of China, and it could help shape GM's strategy globally. Built in Wuhan by the joint venture there, SAIC GM, the Electra E5 would be GM's first China market EV if they sold it in the United States and if they imported it. It would be a break from prior practice, despite the commercial success of vehicles like the Wuling Huangguang Mini EV and the Baojun Yep. Now, GM plans to lean on China's EV supply chain, and the Ultium battery architecture in China offers three Ultium battery packs on the E5, 6580 kilowatt hours lithium iron phosphate and 68 on NMC. Those cells come via the Ultium Cells joint venture with LG. China pricing starts at $23,000 for this midsize SUV. You can get it for $21,000 with promotional pricing. But what about debuting a midsize SUV like this in the United States? Well, that is tentatively planned for 2026, but there's a really big question mark over, is that on the calendar, on the schedule, simply as a placeholder? Or do they really think that there could be a change of politics and climate and import tariffs which will allow them to bring this vehicle in? It was put on indefinite hold in mid-2024. GM said market conditions and the need for a balanced rollout were why they held it back. But it's still on the schedule for 2026 for the United States. I can't see that happening at all. But what about outside the US? Big question mark over that as well. Let's talk about off-roaders. First of all, a big one, and that's the Fangcheng Bao 8. It's a five-seater, actually, in this configuration. A new five-seat version of the Bao 8, which starts at about $53,000. This is a really big off-roader. It joins the six- and seven-seat versions, which are already on the market. The five-seater keeps the exterior look, adds a new paint option, a new intelligent driving versions as well, with three roof-mounted LiDARs. Inside, a 12.3-inch LCD instrument cluster, a 17.3-inch central touchscreen, and a 12.3-inch passenger display, plus a 50-inch augmented reality head-up display with multi-screen interaction. The infotainment system runs Skylink 150 on a BYD 9000 chip with integrated AI large models and support for Huawei phone applications, built on the DMO Plus plug-in hybrid architecture, a 2-litre engine, 200 kilowatt electric front motor, 300 kilowatt rear motor, 550 kilowatts of full power, they say, 4.8 seconds, 62 miles an hour, and a combined range of 1,200 kilometers on this really big off-roader. That's the Bao 8. The Bao 5 just launched in a long-range edition. Smaller vehicle, adding four new models, 210 kilometers of electric range, starting at $37,000. So still very, very premium in China. DMO Plus powertrain as well, with what they say is the full speed domain road surface perception control technology to keep torque output precise across different terrains, off-roading, things like that. The DMO Plus upgrade actually comes to existing Bao 5 owners over the air. This new version that they've launched, with off-road and urban use in mind, using intelligent hydraulic body control systems, adjustable damping, ride height and stiffness, plus chassis active control, pre-scanning and four-wheel linkage as well, with 790 millimeters wading depth and about 15 centimeters or 6 inches of suspension height adjustment. Let's talk about Zeekr and the 7X. They just opened pre-sales yesterday on Monday for the 7X. So, offers increased motor output and a larger battery option on three trims. So you can now get the 75 kilowatt hour rear wheel drive. So 370 kilowatts of power and Geely's Golden Brick battery. Really fast charging, insanely fast charging. The 103 kilowatt hour pack, again, is rear wheel drive, but that's the biggest CATL Kirin battery, and again, crazy fast charging. And the 103 kilowatts hour all-wheel drive version of the car, again with a CATL Kirin battery, and 700 kilometers of CLTC range. All variants have Geely's G-Pilot advanced driving assistance system, 31 sensors, and NVIDIA Drive Thor U-chip. All models are 900 volts architecture, 10 to 80 in 10 minutes. Just so fast charging. 7X is a really, really lovely looking SUV. Absolutely perfect form factor. Model Y competitor for so many people, with advanced navigate on autopilot, lots of different battery options now, and all the, you know, all the LiDAR goodness that that some buyers want. Plus, with all the goodies that Chinese buyers want, like the fridge that also goes down to minus 6 degrees Celsius, but will heat to 50 degrees as well. And, you know, folding rear tables, massive screens inside, huge competition for the Model Y because very, very high-tech specs on this. Let's talk about FAW launching a battery swap version of its mid-size sedan called the Hongqi EQM5. Priced at $12,000. Yes, you heard that correctly. It has the same styling as the existing vehicle. Bit more of a budget look on this. Actually, a very slick look on this. Very simple outside, closed off front grille with the Hongqi nose logo. The minimalist cabin has a 10-inch floating central screen with voice recognition and reverse camera. It's 5 meters long. It is 2.9 meters on a wheelbase. 56 kilowatt hour LFP pack on this from CATL. Although equipped with CATL cells, it's not listed on CATL's Choco-Seb swap batteries. And so a bit confused by that. And so back in April, they listed five automakers and 10 models which would have CATL's battery swapping technology. Now, Hongqi were involved in that, but this one isn't on the list. So what are they doing? Maybe it's going to be Hongqi's and FAW's own battery swap network, which is massively expensive to build. Look, this very affordable sedan, very much aimed at the ride-hailing market in China, and battery swapping is very useful if it's a working vehicle. And in a few minutes' time, you can get back on the road with a full charge. Well, that's very, very useful. All right, let's talk about the Changan Deepal S05 and the light version, the 520 Lite, an all-electric entry price of $16,000 on this, joining the rest of the S05 lineup. So same exterior language, closed off front grille, unchanged dimensions on this. So not a huge vehicle, 4.6 meters long on the Deepal S05. That's a big enough mid-size SUV for many families. And it is 1.9 meters wide, 1.6 meters tall, 2.8 meter wheelbase. So yeah, more of a compact SUV. Exterior equipment has the frameless doors, the active air intake on the grille, mechanical flush door handles. Not sure how long they'll last in China now. I think we're going to see a change to all those kind of flush door handles. A manual tailgate, but keyless start and entry and electric door mirrors. Drive comes from a single electric motor, 200 kilowatts. 56 kilowatt hour LFP pack, and this is the light version of it, like I say, for 16 grand. The S05 from Changan, the Deepal car, is available over here in Europe as well, but it's a lot more than 16 grand. It's nearer 40. CATL are talking, we're talking battery swapping from CATL and their Choco-Seb swap batteries. They want to expand their battery swap network by 1.5 times next year as it nears its current annual target. The subsidiary of CATL, Contemporary Amperex Energy Service Technology, CAES, reported its swap station count reached 700 today, or yesterday, it's Monday's news, across 39 Chinese cities, and it wants to go from 700 to 1,000 station swaps by the end of the year. CATL wants to operate more than 2,500 in 120 Chinese cities by the end of next year. And they have big plans. Last December, CATL introduced two standardized Choco-Seb battery packs, and the founder and chairman CEO, Robin Zheng, said that by 2030, there'll be main ways to charge to fuel your vehicle in China. Battery swapping, home charging, and public charging would be the three pillars of their EV owner's energy needs. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We've got NIO and Onvo and Nissan to talk about on the podcast. Stick around. Back in a mo. All right, welcome back to the podcast. Now, Onvo, a NIO sub-brand, just delivered its 100,000th vehicle on Sunday night after it signalled on October 15th that it was nearing the milestone. Onvo sells two vehicles, the L60 and the L90. The L60 came first, by the way. Its growth at Onvo, supported by access to NIO's battery swapping infrastructure. The network at NIO is 3,500 battery swap stations now and 27,000 chargers across China. 1,000 are highway battery swap stations, forming a network that spans 9 north-south and 11 east-west expressway corridors in 16 major city clusters and connecting 550 cities nationwide in China. Onvo being able to make use of that is very important. But what of NIO? Well, the ongoing story of this year, which is the drive towards profitability, it seems strange to talk about Chinese car makers that are not out of the woods yet, and, you know, NIO very much needs to deliver profitability. William Li, founder, chairman and CEO of NIO, told employees yesterday that the company must achieve Q4 profitability and ask for their full commitment over the next 70 days. Li has repeatedly said NIO's objective is to have their first quarterly profit in Q4. And at this staff meeting, which wasn't an all-hands meeting, but I think of mid-level management up, again, made it the company's top priority. He instructed staff to secure as many orders as possible for every model during the fourth quarter, noting the broader industry could face declining demand in Q1 next year after China's purchase tax incentives will be retreating. He asked teams to maximize Q4 orders to offset the expected post-incentive slowdown and deliver their first Q4 profit. And finally, here's a Chinese Nissan, which could be coming to a market near you soon. Nissan will open pre-sales for their new plug-in hybrid pickup truck. It's called the Frontier Pro, and they open orders in 10 days' time. With blind orders accepted through to October 29th from now, with a $28 deposit, the pickup's official launch is scheduled for Q4. The model is the company's first pickup, which they say is designed, developed, and manufactured in China for a global market. So Nissan have this phrase, in China, for China, to the world. So, what's the Frontier Pro? Well, very conventional looking pickup truck. The Frontier Pro has an internal combustion version and a plug-in hybrid version. So the plug-in hybrid version is what we're concerned about. It has distinct front-end design with a continuous DRL light layout, has Nissan's V-Motion styling, vertical headlight elements with body-on-frame beam structure, a three-segment central lighting assembly, and a kind of floating logo. Looks very, very much like a, well, you know, squint and it could be a Rivian, if that makes sense. The plug-in hybrid version has 410 horsepower. It has 135 kilometers pure electric range on CLTC. Four-wheel drive, of course, 3.5 tons towing. That's really important in some markets like the Aussie Ute market. Level 2 driver assistance and 6 kilowatts of high power, intelligent onboard power. Three different discharge modes, and that could be, if it's a global vehicle, or at least a vehicle where pickups and utes are sold, so Australia won't be the US for now, unless the climate changes. Over here in Europe, I wonder as well. Not sure about that. However, this looks really compelling if you want a plug-in hybrid pickup truck, which many people who use work in vehicles, and remember, 3,500 kilograms braked towing capacity, makes it capable, really capable, as a plug-in hybrid. All right, that's our podcast for today. Thanks for listening. See you on the next one.